And on the line now, I have Amy Walsh, who is a team leader with YAP Dublin North Region. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon. How are you, John?
I'm fine. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about the recruitment drive that's going on at the moment. And but before that, it's a while since I spoke to YAP Ireland. Will you just tell the listeners what YAP Ireland is all about?
Yeah, no problem. So YAP is a service that provides a community-based programme to young people and their families. We provide a needs-led, strengths-based model. So what we do is we have young people who have particular difficulties and struggles in their life at the moment who are referred to us from the Child and Family Agency in Tusla. So they come into us and they're referred to us via that means. And then what we do is we work with the young people and we go out and we meet them. We see what their particular needs are and then we match them with an advocate. We work with them based on what their needs is in a goal-focused way for up to 6 months. So we've up to 15 hours per week that we provide them with, and that's one-to-one service for 6 months in the main programme. So we have a wraparound model which provides the young person with different people in their own community. So our focus is we're always thinking of the day we leave from the day we arrive. So that's what we kind of try and get the advocates to really, really instill in the young person when they meet them, is that they will be gone in the 6 months' time, but it's about how they can provide them with the best ways of maintaining their goals once they're gone. So, for example, they might be working on something to do with school and maybe helping them kind of, combat some sort of issues that they're having in school at the moment. So we might try and get the teachers involved in that to ensure that there's people there to support the young person once we leave. So that's kind of really, really important in our model, is to make sure that we wrap as many people as we can around the young people before we go. So we have advocates that work with the young people. They are matched based on numerous different things, based on the area that the young person is in, based on the personalities of the young person, the needs that they have, the family needs. And we also ask the young person when we're meeting them as well, as a team leader, I'll do the initial needs assessment with the young person, and we ask them a little bit about who it is that they'd like to work with over the next 6 months. And sometimes they give us a huge amount of detail in terms of exactly who they would like to work with, and sometimes we have to challenge that a little bit. But sometimes oftentimes they don't really have a huge preference to who they work with, as long as they can get along with them. So that's kind of the importance of the advocate, and in terms of the advocate being being very flexible in terms of their approach. We're not one size fits all. We're very, very much an individualised programme. We create an individualised service plan for each young person and family that comes into our service. And this really kind of pins down particular goals that we want to look at and we want to achieve over the next 6 months that we're working with them. We work with a cohort of young people between the ages of 10 and 18 years of age. And as I said before, our referrals come in through the TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency. We also get funding. We're a charity agency, but we have funding from TUSLA. We also have a little bit of funding coming in now from the youth justice system, which is really, really good for us. It's kind of an exciting new opportunity for YAP to work with the youth justice and the young people involved in that. And we also have funding coming in from the disabilities teams in the HSC, which has also really grown legs, and it's actually really exciting for us at the moment in YAP, because we're seeing some really, really positive outcomes from the work that we do, the advocacy work that's being done with young people with disabilities as well as in our main programme. So, that's always really good. I suppose just as a bit of an overview as well, John, last year we delivered to 20 counties throughout the country. And this is something we're always trying to develop and grow as well. So we would like to obviously expand that out to all nationwide. We'd like to provide services to. But we have 20 counties at the moment. And we had delivered in 2015 services to 514 young people and families. And I suppose just in the Dublin North area, 76 families and young people would have received services from us. So yeah, so yeah, I think that's just a little bit of background, John, about us and what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, so it's great work, and it's a lot of people you're looking after. Now, you said people with young people with difficulties, and you mentioned learning difficulties. There'd also be other difficulties, and when you match an advocate to a person, is it personality or is it training that the advocate has received, or experience, or?
Yeah, I mean that's a good point. I mean, there's numerous different things that we look at when we're matching. The matching process is vital for it to work, really, because we need to make sure that we put a person in there with that young person and family that's going to help them meet their fullest potential. And to do that, they have to build a trusting relationship with the young person. And that doesn't always work out, but we have become quite skilled at the matching process in YAP, and we're quite good at kind of working out which advocate would be good for each young person. So, you know, as you're saying, personality really does matter. The young person sometimes gives us a good indication of what it is they're looking for, perhaps what their skills and interests would be. For example, if a young person is very much into music, we might have somebody who has been a music teacher, or somebody who just likes to play the guitar, or somebody that we could match them with to kind of get in there with them and to help them, you know, achieve whatever goals that they have. So the community, obviously, it really helps if the advocate is based within the area that the young person is, so they would be able to help them access the resources that they would so oftentimes really need. The advocate would hopefully have an idea of what might be in their location and be able to kind of make connections, you know, to help the family with that. You know, as I said, they're thinking about when they're going to leave, so they're trying to match them up, you know, with other people as opposed to having them rely on themselves for these things. The advocates also, we don't necessarily look for academic qualifications in our advocates. We very much look for the life experiences from our advocates. So we're very much looking at, you know, have they ever, you know, worked with young people? Do they have experience just, I suppose, being with young people? You know, maybe they have experience working with, mental health issues, or they have maybe a particular experience in working with someone with disabilities, or in a voluntary capacity also. So we look at, it's such a varied, you know, recruitment process that we have. And in terms of the matching, we really, really look at it, each person individually, and how they might work with a particular young person. The training then, if an advocate becomes successful within our, and I know we're going to talk about our recruitment in a minute, but if an advocate is successful within our recruitment process, they will be thoroughly trained by YAP. So I suppose previous training is not essential for this role, as we pride ourselves very much on the training that we do deliver to our advocates. So they go through a core module training process with us, and then they go through and they do the child protection training, which is essential as well in terms of moving forward and working with young people. So that would be kind of what we'd be looking at in terms of the matching.
And you mentioned 6 months. Is 6 months long enough for, like, have you put it at 6 months to experience?
Well, I mean, we are an evidence-based programme, and this comes from the longitude study that was done by Maynooth that proved that actually success can be met within the 6 month period, and has, you know, we have proof of that based on the research that we have received from them. The 6 month period, I do think it's really important that it is a 6 month period, and perhaps that it doesn't go into any longer. I mean, sometimes the cases can go on a little bit longer if there's a particular goal or something that needs to be met, but can be met in a certain period of time, then we can have exceptions and we can have a little bit extra time. But the 6 month period is really important for us, because we don't want to build reliability. We don't want the family just to be reliant on YAP. We just want to empower them and leave them with that, so they can be empowered to make these changes for themselves. So for example, if we're working on, you know, on kind of helping them link into the community, our goal would be to kind of link in as much as we can, you know, whether it would be the parents or the young person, and get them, you know, as I said about the wraparound approach, and get them wrapped around the, you know, with people in their location as much as they can, so that when we step back, you know, that they have those supports around them. On the disability programme, John, we do have a year-long programme. We have extended that for a year for the disabilities programme, mainly based on the fact that it can take that bit longer to achieve the goals for young people that have, you know, would have disabilities. So, but we have found that, you know, from our research, that the 6 months works very effectively with the young people.
Yeah, and if there's an advocate dealing with, especially a vulnerable young person, it's very, very important that this all works out within the 6 months, isn't it, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And, you know, if there is struggles throughout the way, I suppose the important part of what we do is we're so immensely supportive, and I think this is always the feedback that we get back from the advocates of them and their work. So, you know, as team leaders, we are there for our advocates whenever they need us. So if there is something particularly difficult that they're going through with their young person, that they have us as a soundboard for that. And we do provide supervision bi-weekly. You know, it's pretty intense, the level of support for the advocate. But in terms of the 6 months program and getting it done, you know, getting kind of all the goals done and trying to get as much done as we can, we were kind of realistic in terms of what we can do in such a period of time. But as I said, we're really hopeful that we have those people put in place that can continue the goals and hopefully help the young person achieve them. But if not, to help maintain the goals that have been achieved in the 6 month period. So, you know, we do say, you know, it is very important that we can get as much done as we can in the 6 month period. However, it's really important that they can get things done, you know, for themselves and be empowered to do so once the advocate leaves, which is much more important.
Yeah, and I think the last time I spoke with YEP, there was, after being not an examination, but the people that looked at the success of YEP Ireland, and it was a huge success. Do you remember that?
Is that, John, is that the Maynooth study that they did?
I think it could have been, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we do have, which has been really, really good for us. We have an evidence base to what we do, which has come from the outcomes from this study. This study evaluated the effectiveness of YAP. It was carried out between 2011 and 2013, and it really supported us in terms of evidence as to what we are doing, that we're on the right track and what we're doing is effective. I do have a few stats from that, John, that, you know, just from the outcomes, that 81% of the young people in our program seen improvement in relationships after their period with YAP, and that 83% had shown and had seen improvements in their self-esteem and confidence, and that 81% felt less withdrawn or socially isolated, which are huge. I mean, they're just three things that I just remembered from the outcomes, but they're, you know, they're huge things in terms of the young people we work with who have, you know, difficulties in socializing and you know, possibly have mental health difficulties. So increasing, you know, 83% increase in self-esteem and confidence is huge. So look, those outcomes were really successful, and you know, Maynooth, I believe, are going to come up and do follow-up with us from that study as well, which will be really, really good to see, you know, in terms of a few years down the road, how's it going as well. So I think that's really important. I think that's really important for any service out there at the moment, is to make sure that it is an evidence-based service and that it is based on something, you know, that proves that it is effective, which I suppose helps as well with our funding stream.
Yeah, it's great to know that you've been assessed by an outside organisation, and it's
exactly
proved a great success. It must be very fulfilling as well, Amy, for both yourself as a team leader and your team.
Oh, absolutely. It's a really, really fulfilling job. And I think from my perspective, it's extremely fulfilling to see the changes and, you know, just the positive outcomes with the families and the young people that we work with. It can be quite powerful at times when you meet a family and they're particularly, you know, in distress, or that they're, you know, maybe not so open to support. And then, you know, 6 months down the line that they have made such great positive changes in their lives. And I do say that in their lives, you know, it's not us making those changes, it's them doing it for themselves. But sometimes, you know, YAP can offer just a little bit of support and a little bit of a nudge in the right direction for them. And it's powerful. I mean, you know, we work with young people who are on the cusp of, who could be, sorry, not potentially, because we work with such a diverse range of group, but we work with some young people who are on the cusp of, you know, entering the kind of juvenile justice system, you know, drinking, alcohol misuse, are socially isolated, could potentially school leavers. So we've, and when you see the positive changes after 6 months and positive outcomes, particularly with that cohort of young people, it's really, really positive. It's a great job to do. Yeah.
It is. It's fantastic. And congratulations on the outcome of that assessment by Newt.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's something we're very, very proud of. And just as well, I suppose, John, we are internally as an organisation, we do outcomes as well. So we're constantly assessing our own service through a monitoring process. So we will call to assess how the service is going for the family throughout the case. And also we have outcomes in which we present the family with an assessment at the beginning, middle and end of the case as a way of us kind of monitoring how the family are getting along and whether we have seen some, you know, positive changes that we can actually measure using our outcomes, strengths and difficulties questionnaires. So that's really, really positive as well. And, you know, I mean, you're out there, you're on the ground, particularly the advocates, they can see the positive work that's been done every day, but it's also really nice to have that down on paper as well, so you can kind of show the world the good work that we're doing.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about the recruitment. I just want to mention two different things here, Amy, yeah. And I hope I'm not keeping you from your important work. Just reading here, the ability to just respond rapidly, such as your crisis intervention service.
Yes.
And also you have an on-call support service available to families and staff.
That's right. Yeah, John, that's right. So when we take a case, when we open up a case with a young person, we go out to meet, as I said, the team leader will go out to meet the family initially, and we'll do a needs assessment with the family. And we'll talk about the strengths of the young person and the family, and we'll look at the needs and we'll work on that. We also offer them a lot of information about our programme at that stage. You know, oftentimes the young person isn't hugely familiar with what we do, so we give them a lot of information at that point as to, you know, who we are and what we're going to do. At that point as well, we also provide the family with our 24/7 on-call number. This is a number that we give to, you know, people that are involved in YAP, so clients of YAP can use this number. So it's for families and for the young people who find themselves in a bit of an emergency or crisis situation outside of the office hours, or when they maybe can't you know, get in touch with their advocate. So it's a service that, you know, for example, you know, a parent might call if they're finding it particularly difficult to, you know, handle, you know, a young person's behaviour at that point, as an example. Whereas the person down the line will always be a trained team leader. So it's 24/7, it's 365 days a year, and we're always on call to provide them with that service and to help them, you know, talk them through whatever particular difficulty they're having at that time. So it is a great support, and I know parents feel a lot of relief to know that that's there as well, and you know, they definitely use the service, and they use it well, you know. So it's great, and it's something we're very happy to be able to provide.
Now, in case there's people out there saying, oh my god, I want to get involved in this, children, young people, yeah, they have to be referred by TUSLA.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And at the moment, they do have to be referred. We are working on a self-referral process, but it's not in place at the moment, but it's something that's, you know, hopefully in the pipeline down the road. But at the moment, they do have to be referred into us from the Child and Family Agency, so through a social worker or a family support worker. But as I said, we also have the Youth Justice Programme, which we are getting referrals from, and the Disability HSE team are also referring into us at the moment. So there's new funding streams and refers coming on board, you know, year on year. So it's really, you know, it's exciting for us to be able to provide, I suppose, more ways for young people and families to get involved with YAP, because from my experience, people are, you know, really, really looking at the service positively, and young people and families would love to get involved in it, and sometimes, unfortunately, they haven't got the connection to get involved. So I suppose the more funding, and I suppose the more service providers that refer to us, the better. But at the moment, that's who we have. Yeah.
Right, now the reason I contacted YAP again was because there was two reps up the road here in Coolock Library, and was that all about this recruitment drive that's on at the moment?
That's right. We have a recruitment drive at the moment, and we are looking for advocates. This is our recruitment drive that we are holding. We're looking for about 40 people within the Dublin North County area, Dublin North City, and we are really, really looking for people who have a really positive attitude, some people who have a really, you know, I suppose, never give up approach and are enthusiastic about working with young people and families. You know, the advocates that we're looking for in this recruitment are not necessarily academically qualified people. They are people who are from local communities, who have knowledge of their local areas, who have life experience, you know, who have potentially worked with young people or possibly in a voluntary capacity, experienced young people and their families. We look for individuals who are creative and enthusiastic, people who are just really, really up for it and fun and like working and spending time with young people. So I suppose just in terms of what we're looking for the recruitment, we're looking for people who can work for up to 15 hours per week. So what we do is we offer every young person that comes into our program, we offer them up to 15 hours one-to-one work with their advocate each week. So you would need to be available for that. You'd need to be available for the up to 15 hours per week. You need to have a driving license. That's very important, because the young people and the advocates do a lot of work outside of the home together. I suppose just as well, it's not a voluntary role. We do pay. It's a paid role, and it's €14 per hour is what we offer advocates. And I suppose from the perspective of somebody thinking about this role, the feedback that we have from current advocates and advocates who have worked with us in the past is that it's hugely rewarding. The role is very, very rewarding. It can be challenging, and they feel that they gain a lot of experience from working with us in YAP. The supervision is very, very good, and they do generally feel very, very supported within their programs. And that the training also is something that people keep coming back to us for, because the training is intense and it's unique in our approach, and people find it, you know, really, really supportive and beneficial for them when they're on the ground doing the work with the young people. And in terms of moving on and for future directions, they find that their work with the app really has supported them with that. So just to give you some information then, the closing date for applications is on the 14th of February, don't want to get that wrong. So it's 14th of March is the closing date, and the applications are only accepted online. So it's an online application process, so no CVs are accepted. What you need to do is log on to www.yapireland.ie, and on there, if you follow the directions, it will have the application. It's a simple application. It's all done online. You just press send, it goes straight through to us. So if you're interested in becoming an advocate with the Youth Advocate Programme, get online and fill in your application and you should hear back from us. And make sure it's before the 14th of February, because that's the deadline.
The 14th of February has to be in by the 14th of February.
That's right.
Okay, and it's not an ongoing thing up in Coolock Library. Was that just a one-day presentation?
No, it was just a one-day presentation, yes. I mean, we're really trying to expand on our recruitment drive, and that's just one of the things that we've been doing. We're going into colleges and we're doing talks on YAP, and we have been approaching local libraries and post office and things like that to try and get the word out and kind of spread the word, because we do get a lot of applicants in for the role of advocate, but we're always constantly looking for as diverse a group as possible. So you know, don't rule yourself out in terms of being an advocate, because we need all sorts. We have all sorts of young people, so we need all sorts of advocates to match them with.
And it's yapireland.ie, and the yap application form is there.
That's right, and it's also advertised on ActiveLink at the moment as well, if you want to have a look there.
Okay, Amy, listen, thank you very, very much for taking the call. It's been a very interesting conversation. So,
thank you very much, John. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk again.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.